Do you remember the illustrious one? He was a famous wrestler at one time.
Stepping up onto the ring apron right now is the illustrious Johnny Stewart. My goodness gracious, it says illustrious all over the back of that very elaborate robe that John Stewart has on.
I think we've talked to Mr. Stewart in the past. I remember the illustrious one. He's been locked out of a gubernatorial debate at a banquet hall run by his own wife.
What's going on here? What is wrong with Illinois politics? We can't have everybody come to the fold.
Daily Herald and ABC 7 are holding this on the 18th. Out there in Mount Prospect, but apparently John Stewart, the illustrious one, has been disinvited. John, welcome back to WDS. What did they tell you, sir?
Hi, John. How you doing? Well, it wasn't that I was disinvited. It just it wasn't invited. And I say me or we, any third party candidate. And to be fair, Bruce Rauner was not invited either. This is a Democratic forum, and that's fine. I remember when I ran for Congress in 2000, there was 11 candidates in the primary, so. You know, at times it could be a very crowded field. At one point, a question was asked, and 50 minutes later, the question got to me. I actually forgot the question. So, you know, I understand limiting the field. But when I called the Daily Herald, you know, there's no plan on having a third-party forum for third-party candidates. And there's no plan anywhere in the future of having, you know, a forum for Democrats, Republicans, and Libertarians, Green Party, whatever. And that is when it kind of crossed the line, that something that I was warned about, you know, a couple of months ago, that you can, you know, have the greatest ideas in the world, but John, you might get shut out, you know.
Yeah, you can't get the ideas out there. So
that's one thing Jesse Ventura always said, if I just might add one little thing. You know, Jesse Ventura said he won the governor's race. If he could debate him, he could beat him. And if they're not going to let me debate, and especially if I get the nomination and I can't debate them on TV, you know, I'm going to just, you know, continue to circle the drain.
Well, you know, there is collusion. I firmly believe that there's collusion between the Republicans and the Democrats. A lot of people that say there's not much difference between these two parties, at least I think it's pre-Donald Trump, obviously. But I've always been kind of very sympathetic to libertarians, say we deserve a place on the stage as well, right?
Yeah, John, what about your I know that you've had some help in your corner before from Kellyanne Conway. Is there any chance that you might be able to bring her into the fold on this run?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to win the nomination in the Libertarian Party. So trying to be, you know, this, you know, seasoned politician. I've been going around the state meeting all of the Libertarian chapters, having a really nice time meeting the Libertarian Party. Is just a group of sincere people, hardworking people, which is really nice. I'm very proud to be part of that. And so right now I'm trying to go to get the nomination at our convention in March. Once that happens, of course, I'm going to go into my political bag of friends and favors and whatnot and start, you know, raising money and see how many people that I can get to help me. As J.B. Pritzker said to me when I met him, in July, I can't find a Democrat or Republican to say a bad thing about you. So I don't say that to impress anybody, just to impress upon people that I really do enjoy a very nice, you know, reputation amongst politics and the Democratic and Republican Party, and people that are no longer politicians or legislatures have made overtones that they will help me. So, yeah, Kellyanne Conway is definitely a person that, you know, that I think that obviously could do me some
good. Did you happen to see the skit on SNL featuring Kate McKinnon playing Kellyanne Conway over the weekend?
I did. I thought that was extremely funny. And Kellyanne, I'm sure, would find that
It was terrific.
It was terrifying.
That was very funny.
I saw the movie It with my daughter, and I still haven't gone to bed yet.
So. Yeah, that's it. That scared the hell out of me.
And, you know, I'm glad to hear that she would have a sense of humor about that. Similarly to how Sean Spicer has kind of laughed at the fun that's been made of him on SNL too. You got to embrace that.
Yeah, Kellyanne is a very, she's a tough cookie. Got a great sense of humor. I remember her and I were at a hardball taping that she was on, and I accompanied her. And Chris Matthews hollered at me because I didn't answer a question right away. And you know, Kelly and I laughed about it later in the limousine on the way back to her office. So yeah, she's got a great sense of humor. So she would be entertained by stuff like that. I know that for a fact.
Well, I had hoped that Rand Paul would stay on your side of the world as a libertarian, much like his father, instead of entering the Republican primary, because I thought he would have done a much better job. I think he would have reached the threshold that who was the libertarian candidate? Gary Johnson. Yeah, Gary Johnson. You know, Gary Johnson was a bit distracted, and he couldn't get on the big stage with the other two candidates. I would have loved to see Rand Paul as a libertarian.
Yeah, you know, Rand Paul and his father have just such a wide support in the Libertarian Party. It was a little disappointing, too. It was a little disappointing, too, that even, you know, Jesse didn't get involved, on the Libertarian Party, just because, for the fact, like Donald Trump, the only thing I can, you know, that I champion them is they're able to push the media back and say, hey, wait a minute, you know, you're not in control here. We're candidates, you know, and that's, you know, as a candidate for over 20 years, the media can be a little intimidating, to be very honest with you. So it's nice to have a nationwide candidate to kind of back the media up on their heels, if I can coin a phrase.
Well, you know, you bring up a good point, though. You know, the right or the Republicans haven't done much in this state, neither have the Democrats. Maybe it's time for a change.
Well, as one former professional wrestler to another, albeit my career was a very short career, I think you deserve to be heard. Thanks, John.
John, that's where you say, when did you wrestle, Mr. Howell?
John?
We lost him.
Oh, too bad.
Would you like to talk more about your wrestling since you brought it up?
No, okay. That's okay.
What was your nickname?
Flying Dutchman.
How many matches?
Three.
Did you win?
No.
Okay.
That's okay. I wasn't expected to win.
Oh.
I was expected.
What are you talking about? You weren't expected to win. What does that mean?
I fought Lone Star Rhodes.
Who?
You fought Lone Star Rhodes.
You fought Lone Star?
You found it on?
You fought Lone Star?
And lost.
The band?
I fought them all. All those four guys, yeah. I was just trying to put myself through school. You do what you have to do, right? You know how it is. That was many, many years ago.
Were those your porn days or your wrestling days?
Whoa.
Either one, John. Either one. Okay. I don't want any of the films to be seen at this point. Thank you very much.
Not after what's been going on recently.